Welcome to Tree Dog Tuesday, only on the Fueled by Joy Working Dog Podcast.
Hunting season is here. Make sure your dog stays energized with Joy High Energy 2420. This beef formula is made to meet the nutritional needs of the hardest working dogs at a whopping 505 kcals per cup. Joy High Energy is formulated with omega 3 and 6 fatty acids for healthy skin and a gray coat. Added pumpkin for digestive health and chelated minerals for more energy. So whether they're in the woods, the water, or the field, make sure they have the fuel for anything that comes their way. To learn more about Joy High Energy 2420 or to find a dealer near you, visit joydogfood.com or call us at 800-245-4125.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us. Another Tree Dog Tuesday.
Yeah.
It is early March. The weather is getting good, other than you may be able to hear the wind blowing outside my door here in the office, but it is prime raccoon hunting weather here in North Missouri, and I've been doing a lot of it. I've got my, since I've got back from the super hunt, which, first of all, thank everybody for the kind words from the super hunt. That is very humbling, and we appreciate it greatly, and so I want to make sure and get that out there. But yeah, I spent 10 days in Texas prepping for the super hunt. We did hunt every night, nearly every night. I know one night we went out to eat with Kevin and Karen for Mexican, which was a nice break and a night off. But yeah, I had Hazel, had my pup down there, and just getting him used to traveling around, all that stuff. He's 5 months old now. And yeah, I've been hunting hard. And it is nice, but you know, we're not hounding around our own dogs. We're worried about filming everybody else's, and we've got a lot filmed. When, of course, we talk about filming, we're talking about Canestream Media and what we got coming up. And since the super hunt, we have not slowed down as far as the recording goes. I do have the finals of the PKC truck hunt on file. I've still yet to get that out. I need to do that very quickly. I've got the Dog Life series with Shorty Gorham. I'm just finishing prepping up that first episode of that. We do have, I'll go ahead and announce that, we do have another Elite Handler Series event coming. And that is Wyatt Monin versus Kurt Ring. And as you know, both those guys always entertaining. That's going to be a good one. We're excited for that. We also have the new Dog Life with Kurt Herring. That's coming down the pipe. We also have the PKC World Hunt. I will be out there every night giving live updates to all the Canestream members and subscribers and people that want to follow along. Yeah, a lot going on. Let's see. We have... Oh, yeah. Big news. Very big news. The Elite Handler Series Squirrel Dog Division is shaping up. I've got almost all of my handlers signed. I believe we are still waiting on word from one particular handler. I'm going to go ahead and get that top 10 list published. If you guys are listening to this on Tuesday morning, on Tuesday night, we will have our top 10 Elite Handler Series Squirrel Dog Division rankings out. And so that's another thing we got going on. And for those that have no idea what we're talking about, this is, of course, my new project, which is Cane Street Media. What we're trying to do is bring all these dog sports to the forefront, and we're covering that to the best of our ability. We've started a new league, a new promotion with the Elite Handler Series, and that was solely to give something for Cane Street Media to film. And so far, so good. Our membership numbers are higher than I expected. Our subscriber numbers are great for a YouTube channel that was only launched in October. So we're doing great. It's cranking, and we're trying to improve all of our content for especially the members and the sponsors. Of course, Joy Dog Food's a sponsor. Then you have Razor Hunting Gear, Honky's Outdoors, and Elite Nutrition. And we're going to find a couple more. One thing about anybody that knows anything about me knows that I don't want to promote products that I don't use myself. I have Razor stuff. I, of course, feed Joy Dog Food. The products from Elite Nutrition are top-notch. And Conky's Outdoors is who I like to do business with because, you know, it's a you scratch my back, I scratch yours business when it comes to any of these sponsorships and hunts. And those are just great guys that have been in the business for a long time, all of them. And so I'm really thankful for them. I'm humbled by all the positivity that's come from this and all the messages that I get and all that stuff. So, yeah, thank you guys. Yeah. I did want to make sure and mention that, you know, we get all kinds of questions. How do I become a member? How do I become a member? Go to Cane Street Media on YouTube. Click join. There are three tiers. And you pick the tier that best fits you. There's a description of every one of them. And you get to see exclusive content. That's stuff that not everybody gets to see. You look at Keith Sutmiller's Dog Life series and the Russ Beller Dog Life series and Shorty Gorham and coming soon, Kurt Ehring are all either on there or about to be on there pretty quick. Also, you get early access to all the Elite Handler Series events. You want to watch her unfiltered, uncut, which I wouldn't advise for everybody. But for a majority of the people, it's going to be fun. Yeah. Go click on that membership deal because that's where you're going to get it. Everybody's going to get to see the Elite Handler Series eventually, but the hang members get to see it first. And we've had some fantastic hunts. I don't know if anybody's looked at our social media where you can see the stats that we put out through the 8 Elite Handler Series events that we've had. But they're pretty good. These guys are packing really good dogs, and they're really good handlers. And so we're diving deep trying to get the website better. You know, you go to elitehandlerseries.com, and there's not much on there right now. There's our rankings. There's all that stuff. But we're getting hunter profiles done. We're getting stats done. We're getting all that stuff to where you can click on a hunter, and you can see his stats. You can see how much minus his dogs have taken, how accurate they are. His wins, losses, all that stuff too. So that's coming down the pipe pretty quick. But with all that comes our lack of bringing you the Monday Morning News Desk podcast. And I'm getting a lot of messages about where it went and why we ain't doing it. And it's mostly, that's my fault. That is completely, completely my fault. That is my baby. And my brainchild, and when I'm traveling on Sunday nights, which I have been for the last, seems like 22 years, I have a hard time getting that out there and sitting down and getting recorded. But I'm going to do better. I'm going to do better. Spring is coming. Spring is here in some places. And we have a lot of big hunts coming up. PKC World Hunt, the Mercury Classic, all the Pro Classics, all that stuff. And so I want to make sure and get that podcast out there for all of our favorite listeners. All our listeners are our favorites. Well, I wouldn't call them favorite listeners, but our cherished listeners. And so, yeah, that's coming. We've got a lot of work to do. A lot. Eventually, this is going to expand into all the working dog sports. That's always been the goal. Right now, we're getting ready to launch squirrel hunts. We got the JPI coming up this week. We're not going to have a presence there, I don't think. We're still working on it. I know with the PKC World Hunt and the JPI both going on, it is hard to make time. But Joey does such a fantastic job covering that. And I promise next year we will be there. And we will be at more Squirrel Dog events. And we're going to have more help. Right now I wouldn't call it a one-man show because I get a lot of help. I get help from folks in the office. I get help from our sponsors. I get help from all kinds of different facets of the game. You know, from the handlers that are in my events to the judges that do it. So I don't want to say that it's a one-man show, but it is. Do got a lot to do as far as this stuff. And it's, you know, it's not digging a ditch, but it is time-consuming. And so with dogs to hunt, kids to raise, all that stuff, you know, everything everybody's got going on. I don't want to seem like I'm complaining because I'm not. I'm just, we're working on it. We're going to get things streamlined. We're going to get it better. And you guys are going to get some awesome stuff this summer. We don't want to let all the cats out of the bag, but there are some great things getting ready to happen with Cane Street Media. So, yeah, I mean, that's really all I want to talk about. I want to give you guys our schedule. Like I said, we're looking at probably Thursday or earlier. Maybe by the time you guys are listening to this, if you're listening to it on your drive home from work, the members will be able to see a tour of the Paloma Ranch out in New Mexico when I went big game hunting out there with Shorty. You're going to get to see Heath Sutmiller episode 3, I believe. That should be out this week. And next week, you're going to get to see the Elite Handler Series event between Wyatt Monin and Kurt Ehring. We are looking at probably Monday night for that to air for members, or Sunday night for members, I'm sorry. And then Monday night, that'll premiere for everybody else. And yeah, it should be good. That's going to be, as anybody knows anything about Kurt and Wyatt, they're always fun to watch and very entertaining. They've got good dogs. I also just finished up an entire weekend of hanging out with Kurt Ehring and hunting and touring his property and just hanging out with him, which is always fun. Camera was rolling a lot. We had a big gang of guys that hunted with us one night. It was just me and Kurt another. I went out, I looked at his puppy pen, I looked at all his dogs, all that stuff. And Kurt's a unique individual, but there's a man that loves dogs. And the Dog Life series is about people that live that life. And if anybody does, it's Kurt. They are the driving factor. Train Walker Coonhounds and plots and other stuff. But Coonhounds are the driving factor behind just about everything that Kurt does. And it's the driving factor around a lot of these guys that I've highlighted. You know, you look at Shorty, who is a well-known bullfighter for the PBR that now, you know, the ranch manager out at Paloma Ranch and hunting big game dogs, and he loves it. And you look at Keith Sutmiller that's breeding pointing dogs into these tree dogs and having some success and the passion that he talks about his dogs. You look at Russ Beller with all those world championships and his drive to win and succeed. And, you know, it's very cool stuff. And I said when I started this, it may not be interesting to anybody but me. I don't know. But I'm going to do it anyway. And we've went to great expense at both the cost of myself and Mr. Wade and that of our sponsors to bring this to you. And so we really do appreciate the feedback. And remember that every person that's a member of that channel just helps us get bigger, better content and better quality video. And maybe, you know, like I said, the goal with this at the beginning, always in the long run, was to bring this into everybody's home. and the characters that are in these sports of all working dogs are entertaining people that I think anybody would like to watch. So we'll see. And give it our best shot. We're going to continue to keep doing what we're doing. And like I said, I have it's about a 5-year plan, and it's going to take a little while to grow. But the end goal is that someone in suburban, New Hampshire, is going to sit down in their TV one night after a hard day of doing whatever suburban people in New Hampshire do. And they're going to sit down and see the sports that we love and the people that do it and be entertained by it. And, that's the goal. Not just for New Hampshire people, but for urban and suburban people everywhere that are just not used to this lifestyle and this way of life that we chose to do and the people that do it. So that's what we got going on. That's what we're going to try to do. Remember, Monday, PKC World Hunt. I will be out there all week, giving updates, getting content, recording some podcasts for this very Tree Dog Tuesday. And so stay tuned. Everything's going to be on Cane Spring Media. It will be right there on the YouTube channel. Remember to get on there, share it around, do all that good stuff, because that helps. That helps when everybody sees that and, helps the algorithm and all the other stuff that these media companies have us over a barrel with. So I seen a guy, this is off the beaten path, definitely off the subject, but, when I was researching the stuff for my camper, you get a lot of off-grid this and that, and this was just some dude walking down a trail in Alaska where nothing happened for 17 minutes, talking with a GoPro in his face, and he had 3.5 million views. So I can't see what we're doing being any less entertaining to the masses, because that was just the most boring. And I'm just as guilty as the other 3.5 million people or whatever he had on there, because I watched the whole thing thinking something exciting was going to happen. I felt like a real waste of time after I got finished. But that comes up on my algorithm. When I was doing the camper stuff, you get stuff like that come up, you need to watch this, and I watched it, and there you go. You get that content. So make sure and share ours, because we want people seeing it that aren't used to seeing it. And that's the main goal. So yeah, that's what we got going on. Dog life bird airing coming. Squirrel hunts in the EHS coming. Airing versus Wyatt Monin, that is coming. Shorty Gorham Dog Life Series, tour of the Paloma Ranch, all that fantastic stuff out in Northeast New Mexico, that is coming down the pipe as well. So you guys stay tuned. We got a lot more coming. We got a lot more great content for you. And I hope you guys enjoy it. I mean, that's all I can say is thanks and enjoy. And we'll see you next week.